the cardinal up in Boston, Cardinal O'Malley, when he was named Bishop of Fall River, he chose as his motto the words of today's gospel, "Do whatever he tells you." Okay, the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary to the servants. And they say that he says that the priests of that diocese were leery of any bishop whose motto was, "Do whatever he tells you." Well, coming from Mary, we know Mary only wills our good, and God only wills our good. So to do whatever God tells us is to will our own happiness, okay? To do whatever he tells us. In today's gospel of the wedding feast at Cana, the oddity is that there's no mention really of the bride and just a slight mention of the bridegroom. Okay? The main characters in that gospel are our Lord and our Lady. And some scripture scholars would say that's biblical code for the fact that Jesus Christ is the true bridegroom, after which every other bridegroom is to be modeled. And the church personified by Mary is his true bride. Every other bride is to look to her as their model. So Mary is the perfect icon of the church, the perfect snapshot of the church. And we say that at the wedding feast of Cana, Jesus espouses the church to himself. On the cross, Jesus consummates his marriage to the church. On the cross, Christ gives his life for his bride, the church. And Mary, again, is that model of perfect faith, hope, and charity. But Mary did not possess perfect understanding. Okay? Mary grew in her understanding of the mysteries that Jesus revealed. Like the angel, when the angel said to Mary, "You will conceive and bear a son," she asked the angel, "How can this be, since I know not man?" Okay? And the angel explained it to her. When Mary and Joseph lost Jesus in the temple, Mary said to our Lord, "Did you not know that your father and I would be looking for you?" And Jesus' response was, "Did you not know I had to be about my father's business?" Okay. Well, in today's gospel, Mary clearly understands that Jesus is about his father's business. She's grown in her understanding of the mystery. In fact, Mary initiates her son's public ministry as she prompts our Lord to perform his first miracle. She says to our Lord, "They have no wine." Okay. To which our Lord responds, "My hour has not yet come." Well, ultimately, the miracle is performed. And Mary can be described as God's catalyst. Like, Mary hastens the work of God in the world. She's an intercessor. She hastens our transformation in Christ. Okay? Maybe just to explain, like, in chemistry classes, we learned about catalysts. And catalysts are substances that speed up the rate of a chemical reaction. The catalyst does not change the reaction, it merely allows it to occur more quickly. In the course of the reaction, the catalyst is not used up or changed. Maybe an example of a catalyst would be enzymes. Enzymes in our stomach break down food. Without enzymes, food takes weeks, months, years to break down. But in the presence of the catalyst, the enzymes, food can break down in minutes or seconds even. Okay? So in the presence of the catalyst, the reaction hastens. It occurs much more quickly. And what does this have to do with the Blessed Virgin Mary? Well, Mary is the catalyst for God's will. God's will is the reaction. And Mary hastens the occurrence of God's will in the world. Like we said, in that gospel, Our Lord says, my hour has not yet come. The miracle cannot take place. But at Mary's intercession, the miracle does take place. In the chemistry of spirituality, our Blessed Mother is the catalyst that enables God's reign to be hastened in our hearts. At her intercession, God's kingdom flourishes in the world. God's will is that reaction for which Mary is the catalyst. Mary does not alter God's will any more than a catalyst alters a reaction. Rather, God wills that the catalyst, Mary, be present to intercede so that his will may be done and his kingdom may prosper. Finally, in the process, the catalyst herself remains unchanged. At Nazareth, on Calvary, and in heaven, Mary's autobiography always remains, be it done unto me according to thy word. And from Cana to Pentecost to the present day, her message to us remains, do whatever he tells you.